რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
საქართველოში 19 საათია. გთავაზობთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვებას. თავარი ახალი ამბები მოკლედ. ნატოს გენერალური მდივნის განცხადებით საქართველო ნატოს ერთ-ერთი უახლოესი პარტნიორია. დონალდ ტუსკი აქვს საქართველოს მიერ ჩატარებულ რეფორმებს. დამასკში მსხვერპლი მოხვა პოლიციელების კლუბთან მოწყობილ აფეთქებას. ახლა ეს და სხვა ახალი ამბები უფრო ვრცლად. ნატოს გენერალური მდივნის იენს სტოლტენბერგის განცხადებით, სანამ საქართველო ნატოში გაწევრიანება შეიძლება, ნატოში უნდა იყოს კონსენსუსი გაწევრიანების სამოქმედო გეგმაზე. ეს განცხადება სტოლტენბერგმა გააკეთა დღეს ბრიუსელში გამართულ პრესკონფერენციაზე. მას საქართველოს უწოდა ნატოს ერთ-ერთი უახლოესი პარტნიორი.
The membership action plan is a
გაწევრიანების სამოქმედო გეგმა არის პოლიტიკური სტატუსი, რომელსაც მოკავშირეები ანიჭებენ ქვეყანას კონსენსუსის საფუძველზე. ამიტომ სანამ საქართველოს შეძლებს ნატოში გაწევრიანებას, უნდა არსებობდეს კონსენსუსზე დამყარებული გადაწყვეტილება გაწევრიანების სამოქმედო გეგმის მინიჭების შესახებ. მაგრამ მივესალმები იმას, რომ აღწევ წინსვლას, რომ ახორციელებთ
რეფორმებს.
განაცხადა სტოლტენბერგმა საქართველოს შესახებ პრესკონფერენციაზე, რომელიც გაიმართა ნატოს 10-11 თებერვლის მინისტერიალის წინ. ზეგ კი ხუთშაბათ ბრიუსელში გაიმართება ნატოს საქართველოს კომისიის ხდომა. მასში მონაწილეობის მისაღებად ის, როგორც ნატოს გენერალურ მდივანთან და პარტნიორი ქვეყნების თავდაცვის მინისტრებთან შესახვედრად, ბრიუსელში იმყოფება საქართველოს თავდაცვის მინისტრი თინა ხიდაშელიც. ევროკავშირის საბჭოს პრეზიდენტმა დონალდ ტუსკმა ნამდვილი პარტნიორები უწოდა ევროკავშირსა და საქართველოს და შეაქო საქართველოს მიერ განხორციელებული რეფორმები პრესკონფერენციაზე, რომელიც გაიმართა ბრიუსელში ტუსკისა და საქართველოს პრემიერ-მინისტრის გიორგი კვირიკაშვილის შეხვედრის შემდეგ.
We also discussed at length the issue of visa-free travel for Georgian citizens.
ასევე საფუძვლიანად განვიხილეთ საქართველოს მოქალაქეების უვიზოდ მოგზაურობის საკითხი. ნება მიბოძეთ მიულოცო საქართველოს ამ პროცესის მსვლელობაში შესანიშნავი რეფორმების გატარება. საქართველოს შეასრულა ვიზების ლიბერალიზაციის სამოქმედო გეგმით გათვალისწინებული ყველა ამოცანა. ახლა ევროკავშირის საბჭოსა და ევროპის პარლამენტზე არის დამოკიდებული პროცესის წარმატებულ დასასრულამდე მიყვანა.
განაცხადა დონალდ ტუსკმა ბრიუსელში გამართულ პრესკონფერენციაზე. თავის მხრივ კვირიკაშვილმა მას მადლობა გადაუხადა ევროკავშირის უწყვეტი მხარდაჭერისთვის და იმედი გამოთქვა, რომ საქართველოს მოქალაქეები უახლოეს მომავალში შეძლებენ ევროკავშირში უვიზოდ ჩასვლას. სირიელი ოფიციალური პირების ცნობით რამდენიმე ადამიანი დაიღუპა დამასკში პოლიციის ოფიცრების კლუბთან დანახმული ავტომანქანის აფეთქების შედეგად. აფეთქება თვითმკვლელმა თავდამსხმელმა მოაწყო. ბრიტანეთში დაფუძნებულ ორგანიზაცია სირიის ადამიანის უფლებათა ობსერვატორიის მონაცემებით დაიღუპა 8 და დაიჭრა 20 ადამიანი. თავდასხმაზე პასუხისმგებლობა აიღო ექსტრემისტების გაერთიანება ისლამურმა სახელმწიფომ. ერაყის ჯარები აცხადებენ, რომ დაიპყრეს ტერიტორია დასავლეთში მდებარე ქალაქ რამადის გარშემო, რაიონი, რომელსაც აქამდე ექსტრემისტების გაერთიანება ისლამური სახელმწიფო აკონტროლებდა. ერაყელი სამხედროების ცნობით არმიამ, პოლიციამ და კონტრტერორისტულმა შენაერთებმა გახსნეს გზა, რომელიც რამადის აკავშირებს დედაქალაქ ბაღდადთან. ერაყმა დეკემბერში გამოაცხადა რამადიზე კონტროლის აღდგენის შესახებ, მაგრამ მას შემდეგ არ იყო შეწყვეტილი ექსტრემისტებთან ბრძოლა ქალაქის აღმოსავლეთით მდებარე გარეუბნებში. გერმანიაში სულ ცოტა 9 ადამიანი დაიღუპა რკინიგზაზე ავარიის შედეგად. პოლიციის ცნობით სამხრეთში მდებარე ბავარიის მხარეში ორი სამგზავრო მატარებელი შეეჯახა ერთმანეთს. დაშავდა 150-მდე ადამიანი, მათგან 50 მძიმედ. გერმანიის მედია იუწყება, რომ შეჯახების შედეგად ერთ-ერთი მატარებელი რეისებიდან გადავიდა და ამოტრიალდა მისი რამდენიმე ვაგონი. ავარიის მიზეზი ჯერ უცნობია. შეერთებული შტატების წინასაარჩევნო კამპანიაში შესაძლოა ჩაერთოს ნიუ-იორკის ყოფილი მერი, მედიის მაგნატი მაიკ დუმბერგი, რაც სავარაუდოდ მნიშვნელოვან ზეგავლენას მოახდენს საპრეზიდენტო არჩევნების კამპანიაზე. ბლუმბერგმა, რომელსაც პრაგმატისტად და ცენტრისტად მოიხსენიებენ, გაზეთ Financial Times-თან 8 თებერვალს აუფრისას განაცხადა, რომ ყველა ვარიანტს განიხილავს. მანვე გააკრიტიკა შეერთებული შტატების პრეზიდენტობის კანდიდატთა დასახელების მსურველები, რომლებიც უკვე მონაწილეობენ წინასაარჩევნო არჩევნო კამპანიაში. თქვენ მოისმინეთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვება, ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hello there. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you're listening right now. This is Larry London live from Studio 4. We're back in business, and here we go once again with another hour of requests and dedications. If you'd like to join us live on the show, call 202-619-2077. Our studio lines are now open, and we can take your calls for requests and dedications. We will be giving away a Now 57 CD, and it will be a call-in-to-win contest a little later on this hour. And this is the number you'll need, 202-619-2077. I'll tell you which caller to be when it's time. And if you are, you'll win. We'll start it off with a request from Rot Kong Job, who's listening to Border Crossings today, and says, I would like to hear a song from Mariah Carey. This is Madonna. Sorry about that. Madonna. And this is her version of American Pie, which we played last week on February 3rd. So here is Madonna's version of American Pie on Border Crossings.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew that if I had my chance, I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while.
Bye, bye, this American high. drove the Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this will be the day that I die. This will be the day that I die. We started singing. We started singing. We started singing.
Border Crossings, and that is Madonna with American Pie for Rope Kong Job, and all our listeners throughout Nigeria, thank you for the request on Border Crossings. Madonna in the news for a couple of reasons. She's on her tour right now, Rebel Heart Tour, for her latest album, and she caused quite a bit of controversy in Taiwan last week. She performed her very first ever show in Taipei, Taiwan, and when the show started, it began with a photo of Madonna in the center of a blue star-type flag, which perhaps she may not have known is a national emblem in Taipei back in a very difficult time period for the people in Taiwan, the Taiwanese. And they referred to it as the White Terror time, which is one of the bloodiest parts of Taiwanese history. Back in the 50s and 60s, 18 to 30,000 people were executed by the Kuomintang. And so apparently that caused quite a bit of attention for a negative reason, and it's, you know, it's political, and it's kind of a very sensitive issue that Madonna would do that. I don't think the intention was to create that problem, but she has. So nonetheless, there's a little cleaning up to be done. And also, while that's all going on in Madonna's personal life, apparently her teenage son, Rocco, has moved to London to live with his father, Guy Ritchie. He's 15 years old, and he wants to now live with his dad, even though Madonna got custody. So now they have a custody battle, a custody issue. And she's very upset about that, so she's hired a private investigator to keep an eye on Rocco in London. Of course, she has a daughter named Lourdes and an adopted son named David. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Thank you for joining us. 202-619-2077 is the phone number. You can email bordercrossings@voa.gov. You are welcome to go to twitter.com, send a tweet to BCVOA, or facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Love to have you with us. Our good friends in Pakistan are now back with us at 11 p.m. every night in Karachi and Lahore. Asan Sumro checked in from Karachi and sent a message saying we are listening. So hello, Asan. Thank you for joining us on Border Crossings. Heard from Fitsum Matiki, Burhanu Demisi. I got a message from Moses. Said thanks for the show. Abi Ayelu, Abel Abraham, Tiki Tafari. These are all folks who have checked in recently. Magnus Chisholm is with us as well. And Sasui Amanula is tuned in. Yan Yan, Nain Aman. So thank you, everybody, for going to our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London, and posting your greetings and messages, requests. Here's a request from a listener named Perry Winkle. And Perry Winkle is a beautiful young lady who listens to us in Kuwait. She's originally from the Philippines. And Perry Winkle said she wants to hear an Ed Sheeran song. So, Perry Winkle, this is for you. Here's Ed Sheeran on Border Crossings, Thinking Out Loud.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. And baby, my heart could still fall less hard at 23. And I'm thinking about touch of a hand. Well, me, I fall in love with you every
into your loving arms. Kiss me under the light of a thousand stars. Place your head on my beating heart. I'm thinking now. All but gone and my memory fades, and the crowds don't remember my name. When my hands don't play the strings the same way, I know you will still love me the same. 'Cause honey, your soul could never grow. Baby, your smile's forever in my mind and memory. I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. And maybe it's all part of a plan. Well, I'll just keep on making the same mistake.
Whisper of smoke, you could lose everything. The truth is, you never know. So I'll kiss you longer, babe. Any chance that I get, I'll make the most of the minute.
I'm gonna hold you like I'm saying goodbye.
Crossings, and that's Meghan Trainor and her good friend John Legend, and that is a song called Like I'm Gonna Lose You, a request from Abel Troublesome, listening to Border Crossings in Ethiopia. And what a beautiful song. Meghan Trainor, 22 years young. She turned 22 in December. She is the face of Skechers, which is a line of shoes, I guess, among other things, but Skechers shoes. So she's now going to be the celebrity face of Skechers for the next year. And just took some photos for a new ad campaign they've got ready to launch. And also, she attended L.A. Reid's recent party where he released his memoirs, his new book. And she was there to honor her boss from Epic Records, because he's still the guy who runs Epic Records, her label. And she introduced him to a brand new song. She has a new album coming out this year, very soon. And she wrote a song, which she admits, she told Fuse Magazine, she wrote the song in one day. Just one day. And the song is called No. And Meghan Trainor says that L.A. Reid played the song 24 times because he liked it so much. 24 times. So there you go. It's Border Crossings. I'm Larry London, keeping you company with requests and dedications. Get ready. Our Now 57 CD giveaway is coming up in just a little while. If you want information on the Now 57 CD or on any of the Now CDs, you can go to their website, which is www.nowthatsmusic.com. And they've got all kinds of information about all of the different Now compilation CDs. And the Now 57 CD that we're giving away has a song called Sorry from Justin Bieber on it that has been the number one song, is no longer the number one song. I just read it was replaced by Zayn's Pillow Talk, which is interesting because this is Zayn's first solo single. And it just shot right up the chart. It passed Adele's new single. It passed everyone. The Weeknd's new single. It just went whoop, right up to the top. So Pillow Talk is number one. That's the big music news story of the week. When it comes to Justin Bieber, and the other big news about Justin Bieber, he reunited with his mom just last week. And they had had a kind of a low-profile relationship. In fact, his words, pretty non-existent relationship in the last year. And so they were very close when he first started, but I don't know. It looks like he's reunited with mom, Patty. So that's good. Now, the reason I mention all this about Justin Bieber is we have a Justin Bieber request to play for Vincent Liu. And this is Justin Bieber with a song that started his career. This was his very first big, big hit. And it's a song called Baby, right here on Border Crossings.
Oh, 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 you know you love me.
13, I have my first love. There was nobody that compared to my baby, and nobody came between us or could ever come above. She had me going crazy, oh, I was starstruck. She woke me up daily, don't need no Starbucks. She made my heart pound and skip a beat when I see her in the street and at school on the playground. But I really wanna see her on the weekend. She knows she got me dazing, cause she was so amazing. And now my heart is breaking, but I just keep on saying,
Beyonce, and you're listening to Larry London.
Უსმენთ რადიო თავისუფლებას.
ჩემთვის თავისუფლება უპირველეს ყოვლისა ნიშნავს უდიდეს პასუხისმგებლობას. პასუხისმგებლობას როგორც ჩვენ საკუთარ საქციელზე, ასევე პასუხისმგებლობას სხვის მიმართ. და მე ვთვლი, რომ სწორედ აი ამ გაგებით უნდა მოვეკიდო დამცნებას, რომელიც ძალიან დიდი დატვირთვის არის. ეს არის მართლაცნება, რომელსაც ღირს ცხოვრება და ბრძოლა.
გვისმინეთ ტალღებზე FM 107.4-ზე და სხვა სიხშირეებზე. ინტერნეტში ჩვენი მისამართია რადიო თავისუფლება _GE.
Border Crossings, and it's Derek Z. Carter's request, and that is Coldplay featuring Beyonce right here on Border Crossings. Hymn for the Weekend, that is the new song that Beyonce performs on Coldplay's new album, A Head Full of Dreams, and unfortunately, they didn't sing that song together at the Super Bowl. Beyonce did perform her new song, Formation, on the field in California at halftime on Sunday during the big Super Bowl game. And Coldplay were the center attraction. Of course, Bruno Mars also joined in, sang Uptown Funk. It was a hodgepodge of music. That's all I can describe it as. You got Coldplay singing Clocks and some other hits, and then all of a sudden Bruno Mars starts Uptown Funk, and then Beyonce with her dancers does Formation, and then they all came together on the stage and performed a Coldplay song together. But it was kind of a little strange for me, a little uncomfortable, jerky, I guess would be the best way to say it. Beyonce's been getting some criticism for several reasons, but most recently, apparently in the Coldplay video for the song that we just heard, Hymn for the Weekend, Beyonce wears traditional Indian clothing. She wears a traditional Indian outfit in Indian culture. And there are people who are criticizing her and saying, you're not Indian, you shouldn't be dressing like Indians, and you shouldn't be, you know, kind of pretending to be something you're not. And people were very upset because this is going on while, you know, people are really celebrating the festival of Holi, which is a festival of color. So it's kind of, I don't know, bizarre. People are very sensitive these days, and you know, in many cases, it's justified. But there you go. Beyonce and Coldplay for Derek Z. Carter, listening to Border Crossings. Now, speaking of India, I got a message from Madel Ayun Madel, who says, I am listening to Border Crossings in India right now. So hello and thank you. John Williams in South Sudan, hello to you. I got a message from Mary B. and AJ, and both of them are in Ghana, listening to 98.1 FM. A Walu England geographer tunes in from Kano City. Chris Brooks Seleshi's with us, and Donna Tus Chorbe also checked into Border Crossing. So thanks for going to our Facebook page here on this Tuesday program. Ray McDonald's coming in today. It's Tuesday, so in just a bit we'll do the chart chat. We've also got the Now 57 CD giveaway, and we are doing this by phone. And I will give you what number caller to be in just a little bit. All right, so hang on. That's coming up right here on Border Crossings. Up next, Tiki Tafari wants me to play the song from Selena Gomez. And this one is called The Heart Wants What It Wants.
You got me sipping on something I can't compare to nothing I've ever known. I'm hoping that after this fever I'll survive. I know I'm acting a bit crazy, strung out a little bit hazy. Hand over heart, I'm praying that I'm gonna make it out alive. The bed's getting cold and you're not here. The future that we hold is so unclear. But I'm not alive until you call. And now but the odds against it all. Save your advice cause I won't hear. You might be right but I don't care. There's a million reasons why I should give you up. But the heart wants what it wants. Shining like stars and screaming, lighting me up like Venus. But then you disappear and make me wait. And every second's like torture, heroin and drip no more. So finding a way to let go. Baby, baby, no, I can't escape. What it wants.
Chris from the band Daughtry, and you're listening to Larry London.
I'm staring out into the night, trying to hide the pain. To the place where love and feeling good don't ever cost a thing. And the pain you feel's a different kind of pain. Getting longer, it seems. The closer I get to you, I'm not always been the best man or friend for you, but your love remains true. And I don't know why you always seem to give me another try.
American Idol finalist, and he's going home. Amir Najjar requested the song from Kuwait. Thank you for listening to Border Crossings. Amir also asked for a calendar. We have the new 2016 calendars. If you like New York City, the theme is New York. So you can get your calendar by request. Just let us know you want a calendar, and we'll be happy to mail it to you. Give us your postal mailing address. We've got some new friends who have joined us in Pakistan, and so for your benefit, I'm just going to repeat that the calendar is now available. If you'd like to get a VOA calendar, it's free. for 2016. Lots of photos of landmarks throughout New York City. Just let us know. You can call or email and tell us what your mailing address is, and we'll send you out some calendars. Just that simple. All right, we got another request to play on Border Crossings for Niyombo Jacob this time around. He's in Nigeria, and he wants a song from Brandy called Long Distance.
There's only so many songs that I can sing to pass the time. And I'm running out of things to do to get you off my mind. Oh, oh. All I have is this picture in a frame. It's killing me. It's so hot, where we are, it's so far. This long distance is killing me. It's so hot, where we are, it's so far. This long distance is killing me. Now the minutes feel like hours, and the hours feel like days. Oh, wow. While I'm away, you know right now.
Brandy. Now, there's a talent I think is underrated and underappreciated, in my opinion. I've always liked Brandy's style and her sound, and what a nice person she is. Long Distance, the name of the song by request on Border Crossings. Okay, I promised you the Now 57 giveaway, and we're going to do it right now. Okay, if you'd like to win the Now 57 compilation CD, which has songs from Taylor Swift, Alicia Cara, The Weeknd, Selena Gomez, Ariana Grande, Coldplay, and many others. If you want this CD for yourself, be caller 5 right now at 202-619-2077. We've got a copy to give away if you are the 5th caller right now. So start calling wherever you are around the world, 202-619-2077. 2077. Caller 5 will win. And while we go to the phones to get caller 5, we'll listen to a request from Michael Bright. He's in Ghana. Michael wants Sia Chandelier.
Party girls, don't get hurt, can't feel anything. When will I learn? I push it down, push it down. I'm the one for a good time call, phone's blowing up. Bring up my doorbell, I feel the love, I feel the love. The light goes down.
Crossings on VOA 1.
Get up off of that thing and shake the juice.
the Godfather of Soul, James Brown, and a request from Lisbon, Portugal. Lisbon, Portugal's in the house. Hey, hello, Emil. Emil Veloso requested that song from James Brown, Get Up Off of That Thang, here on Border Crossings. And he said it's for making everyone shake. I want to get everyone shaking. He said, my English isn't the best, but I hope you understand. Well, congratulations to our fifth caller, Elikim Jocking Jr. in Ghana. Hey, Elikim Jocking Jr. was our fifth caller, and he won the Now 57 compilation CD from Border Crossings. Way to go. Congratulations. Enjoy your CD. We'll do it again tomorrow. Another call in to win. Be the right caller tomorrow, and the CD is yours. This is Border Crossings.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. If you have to beg, and you know it, please don't leave me, girl. Ain't you proud to plead, baby, baby, please don't leave me, girl. Now I've heard a crying man is half a man, sense of pride, but if I have to cry to keep you, I don't mind weeping if it'll keep you by my side. This I can stand, cause I wanna keep you any way I can. Ain't you proud of me, sweet darling? Please don't leave me, girl. Ain't you proud of me, baby, baby? Please don't leave me, girl. From walking out that door, ain't you proud of me? No, please don't leave me, girl. Ain't you proud of me, baby, baby? Don't leave me, girl. Baby, baby, baby.
Baby, baby. Temptations right here from Motown on Border Crossings, and I do want to say thank you for listening. I heard from Chris, John, Michael, Tarita, Sarah, Amara, Henry. Augustino is listening to us. We also got a message from Julietta Narnar, who is joining Border Crossings on our Facebook page. Jeanette Hussein, Pierre Amini Rugaruza, like that name, Asher Mills, Yua, Thomas Work, and let's see, who else did we hear from? Rhea Lorvin checked in, Samuel Keofosu, Jonas.
Თქვენ უსმენთ რადიო თავისუფლებას.
ჩემთვის თავისუფლება არის თავისუფალი პოლიტიკური სივრცე, ისეთი პოლიტიკური სივრცე, სადაც ნებისმიერი რასის, ეროვნების, სქესის ადამიანს შეეძლება თანაბრად მონაწილეობა, აქტიური მონაწილეობის მიღება საზოგადოებრივ საქმიანობაში. ეს არის ჩემთვის თავისუფლება.
ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება. გვისმინეთ ტალღებზე FM 107.4-ზე და სხვა სიხშირეებზე. ინტერნეტში ჩვენი მისამართია radiotavisupleba.ge.